888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website Stoves and
the FDA. Are you shocked that 20 million aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to
go with the inherent law.
Show us the law.
FDAA.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FDAA.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Hi, I'm Mandy Moore, and I've been volunteering for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society since I was a kid. I know firsthand how the society makes a difference in the lives of people with leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. You can help too. For example, kids across the country collect pennies and spare change, school and youth programs. In fact, that's how it started. Families, neighbors, and businesses come together in communities across the nation every fall for the Life in Walk. Athletes support the society by walking, running, and cycling through team and trainings. And for others, talent are what they choose to give, which makes a real difference in the lives of people with cancer. You can help Society find cures for cancer and provide critical service to patients and families. To find out how, call 8-HELP-LLS or LLS.org. Please contact the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society today and give someone with cancer the gift of help. And
fight against illegal immigration, and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with Terry Anderson?
He's articulating the pop rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, I'm sure at point everyone has seen or heard the battle elitist. I'm speaking of elitist deluxe Bill O'Reilly and Gerald Rivera. These two men could care less about those of us victims of the alien invasion. That's right, victims. Many types of victims of this invasion, and we are, but they don't care. It means nothing. They are two of us who have never competed for a job with an alien. They have never had their depressed by an illegal alien. They have never had their children in an extremely dumbed-down school because of illegal aliens. And neither of them have ever lived in a community brought down to the condition due to mass influxes of illegal aliens. They know nothing of what we speak. Now, this battle I speak of was on the Bill O'Reilly TV show, and it was concerning an illegal alien driver from Mexico with three previous alcohol-related convictions and was not reported for any of them and killed two teenage girls in Virginia Beach, Virginia. O'Reilly started with stating that the man, an illegal alien, and that he should have been deported, but wasn't, because Virginia Beach is a sanctuary city. True. Gerald Rivera counters with, quote, it could be a Jewish drunk, it could be a Polish drunk, what the hell difference does it make, end quote. To which O'Reilly says, quote, it makes plenty of difference. He doesn't have a right to be in this country. He should have been deported, end quote. In other words, the other three drunk drivers, he should have been deported. After each one of them, he would not have been here to kill this girl. That is a fact. For those girls to get killed by this driver, had he not been in the country illegally, they would have had to have been in Mexico to be killed by him. That is a fact. Now, to this, Rivera said, quote, it's a cheap political point, unquote. Now, there were a few other exchanges, and then the truth and the elitism started to show. Rivera said, quote, we lure these people to the country, unquote. What? I have never lured anybody to this country, and I will never allow an illegal alien to do anything for me. Never. I redid my own roof. I got up and stripped it, sheeted it, put the felt up there, and then put the shingles on. I did this myself. I painted my own house. I have a black gardener who's an American. I wash my own car. They've never taken care of my kids, cleaned my house, or been employed by me. And if I go to a restaurant where they work, that's not on me. That's on the guy that hired them. They can do nothing for me. I am not interested in employing an illegal alien. So why does Gerald Rivera say we when he talks? Who the hell is we? There's no we here. I never did any of these things, so don't include me in this we. This is unbelievable to me, but he does it all the time. And then he said, quote, do you want your viewers to go knocking on doors and see who's illegal and maybe do something to these people, end quote? That's amazing to me because he would never say that about any other group of people. He only says it about them because they are the chosen people, and he's the only one who would even bring that up. We don't think in those terms. We don't think about doing damage to people and hurting people. Nobody has ever said that. In fact, it's the other way around. Have a rally against the illegal invasion and see who perpetrates what violence against who. It's the other direction, but he didn't mention that. Then he denigrated one of the heroes in this country, Lou Dobbs, by saying that Lou resurrected his so-called dead career on this issue. Yeah, the same Lou Dobbs that's on every day with the highest ratings on that station. Yeah, the same Lou Dobbs who's just been signed by CBS to do commentary on the morning show on CBS every morning. Yeah, same Lou Dobbs. This is the Gerald Rivera who opened up Al Capone's vault and found an empty whiskey bottle and hasn't done anything since. This is the same guy that called himself Geraldo Rivera, a war correspondent. Give me a break. He's unemployed. He's got a show that nobody watches, and the only time they look at him and listen to him is when he's on debating with O'Reilly. End of story. But then O'Reilly's elitism reared its ugly head. O'Reilly said, can you believe this? He wasn't speaking of the, quote, good illegal aliens. He was speaking of the bad illegal aliens, the lawbreakers. Now, for those of us out there who applauded O'Reilly because he, quote, handled Rivera, and he did, he handled him, you should know this, folks. O'Reilly is every bit the elitist that Rivera is and has zero concern for those of us who must endure the ills of this invasion on a daily basis. He doesn't care, he doesn't get it, and he refuses to get it. Here is a man that is pro-amnesty, has said over and over he wants amnesty, he won't settle for anything but amnesty, but he is your champion? No! Both of these guys are elitists. They fought it out. O'Reilly made some good points. Geraldo sucked, but that's normal. The point I'm trying to make here is these are people that do not care about you. They live on Long Island. They live in some upwardly mobile place, some ivory tower. They don't care about your home, your community that's now a barrio. They don't care that your wages are depressed. They don't care how stupid your kids are because the education level in that school is down. All they care about is making their way on TV. And to prove that, at the end of the debate, O'Reilly looks at O'Reilly and says, "What time does your show come on?" And then tells everybody, "I love this guy. This guy sucks. And O'Reilly, you suck too. These guys are horrible. They do not care about America." And everybody should understand that. And not one more thing. I think the whole thing was staged. That's my opinion. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Most newspaper editors in our town have the attention span of a gnat. Consequently, newspaper editorials beat the same dead horse week after week and month after month. Our host, Terry Anderson, does a great job supporting the police officers and deputy sheriffs who protect lives and property in the Los Angeles area. Unlike Terry, our local newspaper editors want to blame rank-and-file deputy sheriffs and police officers for getting hurt or for retiring with a secure pension. Police officers and deputy sheriffs working patrol and custody assignments in Los Angeles County are routinely assaulted by violent suspects. After 30 years of service, there is very little chance that a deputy sheriff will retire uninjured. In fact, many of us work until the day the Sheriff's Department forcibly retires us from service. If Los Angeles County Management wants more from its public safety professionals, then they should stop complaining about how many of us get hurt. We understand it's part of the job. What we don't understand is why that comes as a surprise to newspaper editors and our county administrators. I'm Steve Remich. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
It's the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of our once great country that will be great again when this problem is fixed. We need people to fix it, though. We need people who will step up and do the right thing. I want to welcome all those people listening tonight at KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN network. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the Terry Anderson Show.com. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. You're nice, I'm nice, you're nasty. Woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horribleest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Controversial Catholic Cardinal Roger Mahoney has inspired a new sanctuary movement here in Los Angeles at Our Lady Queen of Angels Church. Reason? He says deportation of Hispanic illegal aliens from the U.S. is splitting families. Therefore, La Placita will begin offering sanctuary. This movement by Cardinal Mahoney is due to what he calls an awakening by the general public and legislators to the moral and human dimensions of immigration, effectively changing the terms of the public debate. Hell, I'm the general public. I ain't waking up on it. I know what's what. There's nothing for me to wake up on, Cardinal. This started last year when Cardinal Mahoney instructed his priests and lay employees to ignore provisions of a bill in Congress that would have made it a crime to give aid without checking immigration status. He is now, ready for this? He is now constructing a new addition, a new building specifically for family members who are facing deportation for violating federal immigration laws. Unbelievable. It's amazing how he never reads the scriptures that are in the same Bible that he preaches from. 1 Peter 2:13-14. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or into governors or unto them that are set by him for the punishment of evildoers. Oh, how about Mark 12:17? And Jesus answering said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And how about Romans 13:1-5? Let every soul be in subjection to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except by God. That's from the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. But they ignore these. I don't understand how they can and be called men of the cloth. Can I tell you what this is really about, though, folks? This is about illegal aliens who have replaced legal citizens in Los Angeles who happen to be Catholic and are filling the collection plate of the church. This is all about the money. All about the Benjamins. That's what this is about. It's about the dollars. This is a business. And this is not me. I'm not talking bad about the Catholic religion or the Catholic Church. I'm talking bad about this man who has made it his life's duty to protect pedophiles and to protect illegal aliens in the city, regardless of how it hurts other people. Roger Mahoney, for the second time in a very short time, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Never ends. Oh, yes, it does. Let's talk to a gentleman now, and I use that term correctly because I rarely say that about anybody on the show. We always talk about the people's champions, who we love, who is the person that an American would vote for. And I'm not just talking about conservative Americans. I'm talking about Americans who are concerned about this illegal alien invasion. I give you the honorable congressman. And my buddy, Tom Tancredo. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, my friend, that last part of your introduction is the nicest for me, when you say my buddy.
Well, I feel that way about you.
I feel exactly that way about you. That's why I tell you it's very nice.
And Tom, for you to come on here on Easter Sunday with us, we know that's a sacrifice for you, and we appreciate it.
No problem, my friend. Now, you know, as I listened to what you just said about Cardinal Mahoney, it reminded me of something that happened. I don't know if I've even told you about this, but it was really quite incredible. Because, you see, what he's doing could actually have, it would have been, I think, under prior law, it would have been a criminal act. But something happened last year, which is really just extraordinary. I got a call from the Washington Post in our office, and they said, Did you guys see what happened in the ag bill, the agricultural bill, appropriations bill, on immigration? And the young man that was talking, you know, the immigration guy said, well, no, I wasn't looking in the ag bill for any immigration stuff.
Who would be?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. There is a senator, but at the time he was the chairman of the ag committee because we were in control, and his name is Bennett, and he's from Utah. Mr. Bennett, Senator Bennett, called Congressman Sensenbrenner, who was the chairman of Judiciary, and the two of them decided to do the following: to repeal all of the provisions of law, federal law, which up to that point in time would have held any religious institution liable for the kind of action you just described. Now, that has been on the books for quite some time, and it's been there for one reason, because, of course, a number of Islamic organizations were considered to be, because, by the way, it said something like, no religious institution or organization, meaning not just the church itself, but any of the institutions that are set up by it. For instance, the Council on Islamic, you know, the Bab Diab, but some sort of group set up under the auspices of Islamic religion would then bring people in who were terrorists, provide them with cover, give them a place to live, give them a job, and of course keep them out off the radar screen. And so that was really kind of the purpose of the laws. But even before that, it was to say that you cannot purposely harbor people who were here illegally, even religious institutions. Well, they repealed them all. He stuck it in an ag bill. It went through. I called the White House immediately when the Post called us. Well, what a waste of time that was. The president had already signed the bill. I started to raise holy heck about it and said, and introduced legislation to reverse what he did. We get a call from Senator Bennett. He comes to my office. And he says, which, by the way, is amazing, that a senator would come to a congressman.
A lowly congressman.
Congressman. But he came over because he was mad because I was continually criticizing him and saying that he had just created a loophole big enough for a terrorist to drive a truck through. And he says, oh, you don't think that I did this, you know. What are you saying that I support terror? I said, I'm not saying you support it. I'm telling you what you did. And he said, I said, why did you do this? And here's what he told me. And this was in front of my staff and about three people he brought from his staff. He said, well, yeah, I did it because I'm a Mormon, and I got a call from the, he said he did it because the lawyers for the Mormon church asked him to. That's what he said. I said, why did they ask you to? He said, well, as you know, the bishops of the Mormon church have a responsibility in terms of dealing with mission work and sending people out on missions. And he said, in fact, probably, well, there are a lot of people that we are working with in the church who are illegal aliens, and the bishops know it. But the letter that is actually signed by the signed that goes out to these missionaries is from the president of the church, and they were worried. Mormon lawyers were worried that there would, if something happened, if one of these people did something, committed some sort of crime, that because the president of the church signs these letters, he could have been held responsible or liable. And I said, well, number one, Senator, you didn't do this just for the Mormon church. You did it for every religion, including, of course, the Islam and Islamic institutions. And number two, why would you do it for, I mean, I wouldn't support it. If you had done it, you can't do something just for the Mormon church.
You can't do it just for anybody.
You can't do it just for any religion like
but
that.
But, Tom, why did Sensenbrenner go along with it?
That is a great question. And I have asked Chairman Sensenbrenner about it. He kind of poo-pooed it, but then got concerned about it. So here's what happened. We then put it back into 1044, which is the bill that the House passed in December of 2005. We simply rewrote the law. Sensenbrenner got worried. And he put it back in. Remember, that was the good bill. That was the bill to create a. I mean, it was all enforcement. No, absolutely no kind of work guest worker or amnesty.
It was a thing of beauty.
It was. It was great, and we passed it in the House. And without fanfare, they simply replaced the original legislation. Well, that is when Mahoney and the council, the Catholic bishops and everybody went ballistic, saying that we were trying to stop them from giving bread and a warm room to somebody who happened to be an illegal alien. All completely untrue. It simply was a restatement of the law that was already on the books. But Mahoney went ballistic about this, called me a lot of things, and said that he would. If we passed that law, he said, that he would instruct his the priests in his under his control to disregard it. He said that, telling priests to break the law, and they were pretending as if they were concocting this as if the Republicans, Tom Tancredo in particular, were trying to impose some new law on the church. Which, of course, was not true. It all came about as I just described to you. And it just reminded me of this whole thing as I listened to you in the most horriblest guy of the day or whatever. Horriblest clown of the week. Right. Well, it is amazing how these things happen, but that is exactly what happened.
Well, you know, Tom, it's a sad thing when that's special interest. When special interest can control things the way they do.
I want you to say, a call from the Senate, you know, he called Sensenbrenner, the two of them go, oh, sure, okay, let's do this, put it in, and it's a done deal. And, I mean, I take responsibility. We're supposed to read everything, but I got to be truthful with you. You know, we didn't scan that thing, especially for... I mean, it's first of all, thousands of people, and especially for some immigration issue, but the Washington Post found it, called me about it.
Unbelievable.
I'm embarrassed to tell you that that's how we found out, but that's the truth.
Well, it happens that way. Tom, I want you to go to our website, TerryAndersonShow.com, when you get a chance. There's a part that we have on there every week. It's called The Swings. This week with The Swings, it's a father and son team that write two columns for our show every week. And there's a column about you this week. And one of them wrote this in the column. The column is called Last Stop 10, Credo, California. And I want you to read it for yourself. I'm not going to really go into it now, but it's called This Week with the Swing. But here's what he says. He says that Tom Tancredo has, for some time now, been our president in this country. Now I don't want you to take that wrong. What he's saying is that you have represented us who are trying to fix this problem, who recognize this problem for what it is. You are the guy that we look to as our leader, whether you're president or congressman or mayor or whatever you might be. And that's an important thing for people to understand. I heard how ruthlessly you were treated by Hugh Hewitt, who was at this station. He's on this station that I'm on here in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, these are people who do not understand that there are victims of this invasion, Tom. There are people who are living in these neighborhoods. Anytime you are not, when you won't deport these people, and I'm not saying anything about a roundup. What I'm saying is, if we enforce the laws, these people will leave. If we make it where they can't rent, they can't work, they can't
Absolutely.
Buy, they will leave. There's no big roundup. But
Terry,
but people like Hugh Hewitt and Michael Medved and Dennis Prager and Sean Hannity and O'Reilly, they do not understand that there are victims. These people just didn't come here, Tom, and settle in Wyoming where nobody lived. They came to the cities and displaced people who are living here. Americans and recent legal immigrants have been displaced by these people. That's what we must get over to them.
That you're absolutely right, of course. And there was an interesting article in the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver paper here about a week ago, I guess. I got it in the clips that, you know, they send me when I was in Washington at the time. And it was about the fact that the state of Colorado in the last election had a referendum on the ballot, and it passed. And what it said is that the state was going to go after employers, not just rely on the federal government to do their job, which, of course, they were not. But the state of Colorado was going to do it. It passed over 65 or 68%, I can't remember now. Okay, so some employers began to get worried about this and get concerned that the state will actually take more action than the federal government did. So they start actually firing people who were just simply letting people go, maybe I'll put it that way, who were illegal aliens. Now, most of them were up in the mountains. Up in the Vail Valley, which is where we have tons, you know, Aspen, Vail, all the ski areas. And the article said, quote, people are going home, Guatemala, Mexico, all the places from which they came, they are going home. And what we have said, you and I, for now, how many years, if you enforce the law, people will go home because, of course, the thing for which they came, the job, is no longer available.
That's
you
right.
You do not have to get cattle cars out and all that stuff that everybody keeps, you know, the conjuring up, this image of people being rounded up, dragged out of their homes, thrown in. I mean, this is just, that's ridiculous. But you can simply enforce the law. Three scary words. Three incredibly controversial words. Why they would be, I don't know, but they are. Enforce the law, and you will solve
much of
this problem.
It's basic. It's simple, Tom. You make it where they can't buy a home, they can't rent an apartment, they can't open a business, they can't work, they can't put their kids in school, they can't get medicated, educated, unless it's an emergency. We're kind people. We will do that. But we don't want them running up medical bills here. We don't want them having their jackpot babies here. What we want is people to obey the laws. We want the same respect that Mexico gets with its immigration. I applaud Mexico. They are fabulous with their immigration laws. But we want the same thing. We're not asking anything else. We're asking the same thing that other countries demand, and we're not getting it. Tom, can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, buddy. Anybody, how often do you get to ask a question of a man who's running for president? I'm gonna ask Tom to take a few calls. We got a couple open lines. 866-870-5752. You want to ask him a question? He will answer it, and I guarantee you it will be a straight answer because that's the only kind he understands. 866-870-5752. 5-2, ask him a question. We will be right back with Tom Tancredo. Before that, we're going to play our clip. We're going to take a hard break. We're going to go to the news. This is a man who runs the Democratic Party here in California, Art Torres. Listen to what he says about race. Listen to what he says about white people. Listen to what he says about America. But most of all, understand how he feels. And he said these things when nobody was listening, he thought.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor, when I was in the Senate, why are you fighting so hard for affirmative action programs? And I...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hewitt, afternoons, 3 to 6, 870, KRLA. Just right.
They're back. That's right. The famous Terry Anderson Show pen is back. Ask anyone who has one of the original pens. They're the bomb, and the new ones are even nicer. And for a $15 or more donation to the show, we're going to send you one. Stop trying to lift that bump plastic pen from the counter at the post office. You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show. We're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. And I'm telling you, folks, we've got a champion on here tonight with us. He's going to take your calls, just a few. We're not going to keep him too late. But I'm assuming everybody, my screener's screen went out, so we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. Tom, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Brad on line four. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Mr. Anderson. Mr. Tancredo, two quick questions, please, if I could. Who would you pick for your running mate? And I see these horrible groups like La Raza and La Mecha and all that. They get funding from the government. Isn't there some way groups like Mr. Anderson and groups, real American groups, are trying to help the country, that they could get some type of funding? Because, I mean, Mr. Anderson is doing the job that really that, you know, needs to be done.
Well, first of all, Mr. Anderson sounds like a good pick.
Yeah, you're right.
Come to think of it, it would be fine with me.
You stay in that hot water. Don't put me in that pot with you.
I know what you mean by that. It is probably asking too much of anybody. Oh, I don't know who would want to be on the same ticket and run the risk of the slings and arrows that we will all take, but you take plenty of them yourself. At any rate, the issue that the gentleman brings up about funding of La Raza, it really does happen. I have tried in the past to figure out a way to go after it. It's done in a way, it's it's funded in a way where you actually cannot. What they do, they put it into an appropriations bill under the health and HHS, Health and Human Services, and then it's down below that it is community block grants. So there's no place in there. You know what I mean? It doesn't say La Raza X number of dollars. They end up getting money through this community block grant thing, but because it's not there, and because you can't legislate inside of an appropriations bill, they sort of shield it. It's very difficult to get to, as well, say. Unless I was on the Appropriations Committee, which, of course, I will never be, for obvious reasons, it is very difficult for just a member to go after that and get rid of it. And as for funding for other, I'll tell you, I don't think you want it, to tell you the truth.
Too many strings attached, huh?
You bet your life.
Yeah.
There's no money that's going to come to you from the federal government without some sort of strings attached to it. And you just don't really want to be playing in that. I was concerned and still am concerned about the president's faith initiative, you know, where you give money to church groups that are providing services that are provided also by governmental social service agencies. I'm concerned about that because I will guarantee you that although it starts off being, you know, something that they're supposed to be able to have all of this leeway, every single year I can see where it tightens and tightens. And the Catholic charities, you know, I don't want to be doing Catholic bashing here tonight. I was a Catholic for many years. I'm an evangelical Presbyterian now, but I was born and raised a Catholic. But the Catholic charities gets huge dollars from the federal government. And one of the reasons they end up being as involved on these issues and lobbying as hard as they do for things like immigration, I believe it's a money issue, just like Terry said.
Well, what happened to separation of church and state? How can they get away with taking money? I mean, I never knew that our tax dollars were going, no offense to the Catholic Church, but...
Well, any church.
Yes.
Any church, Brad. Any
exactly.
Church. We don't care what church it is. It shouldn't be going there.
It's hundreds of millions.
And not just the tax dollars, the tax status. These people have tax loopholes that they use because they're nonprofit, and they're endorsing candidates. They're harboring illegal aliens. They're doing everything they shouldn't be doing. They should have this taken away. Brad, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. It's amazing that they get away with this. Let me get a couple more in here, Tom. Let's go to Mark calling from Las Vegas. Mark, you're on with Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Hi there, folks. I'm glad y'all could take my call. I just want to let y'all know the dealings with the school districts and how it's the basic dumbification of our schools here in Las Vegas, I'm sure everywhere else. But my situation was I had a special needs daughter who required special educational assistance through the school district with a speech and language delay.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in a primarily working class neighborhood of Hispanics and whites and African Americans, but we had our concerns because there were some apartment complexes close by with pretty much predominantly Hispanic children there, and they're native speaking Spanish kids. Well, we told our school district administrators our fears of our child being placed in a atmosphere where there's Spanish-speaking students. They said, oh, no problem. Everything's taught in English. Well, when it comes down to it, my 4-year-old daughter is placed in the classroom with 10 other students, 8 of which are Hispanic-speaking. She's in there with an African-American child, and her were the only two native English.
Mark, this is what I talked about victims of the invasion. Your
exactly.
Your daughter, Mark, is a victim of this invasion. Am I correct, Tom?
You bet your life you are.
Tom, one thing real quick. These kids have no spokesman. Nobody ever speaks for them on Fox, CNN, the Alphabet channels. Nobody ever says a word about Mark's daughter and the hell that she's catching in the school. You will never hear it.
Anybody ever did, of course, the first thing you are labeled as a racist.
That's right.
And that's
exactly. We were basically, my wife was targeted as being that by an administrator. And I said to my wife, well, let's just put a backpack on my little 4-year-old daughter with the stars and bars on it, let her go to school, see what they think. But my whole point was she was getting speech therapy in Spanish and in English.
Unbelievable.
The therapist was getting her that special assistance in Spanish and in English.
Mark, I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You bet.
Comment,
Tom. Good luck to you, Mark. I hope things work out for her. When I was elected in 1976 to the Colorado legislature, in 1978, I introduced the first bill into any legislature in the United States to abolish bilingual education. Because Colorado was the first state in the nation to actually put it in, I would always get them for about 300,000 or 400,000. I never could get the whole thing, but it was always the nastiest, most vitriolic debate we ever got into every single year, and nothing has changed.
Tom, you know, when we put your picture on the website announcing you would be on the show, I got a lot of response from that. I was going to put the caption, "Would you buy a used car from this man?" And then below it, I was going to put, "Yes, even an Edsel." But I was, I was afraid that the generation gap wouldn't understand what that meant. You know what I mean? But yeah, you've been at this a long time, and my point is, we do trust you. Let's go to Tony, calling from Orange County. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, guys. Just want to let you know that donated to the Team Tan Credo, and Terry have donated to Unipass. But my question is, how is it that Mahoney can go running around the halls of Washington, D.C. With a tax-exempt status and not have his feet held to the fire? Because, you know, Terry, out here in Pasadena, you remember the one Episcopalian church where they were talking about Iraq,
yes,
and they were threatened with their tax exempt status.
Yes, they were. Uh-huh.
And he's going behind closed doors with Ted Kennedy. And go, Tom, and keep up the good work, Terry.
I'll do my best. And thanks for your contribution, buddy. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Yes,
people like that. I tell you, really, truly, it makes me feel so, I don't know, I am humbled. I don't use that. I'm not the one to be trite, but
no.
I really am. I mean, as people like this caller who will actually, you know, you sit down and write a check to a politician. You think
right.
to yourself, what do you get for it? You get a deduction.
Yeah, that's unheard of, writing a check to a politician. But let me tell you something about the humility, Tom.
God bless you.
These people, and I'm proud to say, they don't know you like I know you. I've been around this guy on various occasions in different places all over this country. And the thing about him, folks, is that he's the same all the time. He doesn't change. And you know me, I hate politicians. I hate them. I hate them with a passion. But there are exceptions, and you are one of the exceptions. I'm not blowing any smoke at you here. It's a fact. You are a regular guy, and that's what people like. Let's see what Sandra and Woody has to say. Sandra, what do you have to say?
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
I heard something quite disturbing recently. Brian Bilbray is the head of the Immigration Caucus now, correct?
Yes, that is true.
Yes, okay. He recently told a newspaper that he is not for amnesty, but he is for a guest worker program.
I see.
Well, that's Brian Bilbray, Sandra. Got nothing to do with Tom Tancredi.
No, I know, but I just wondered if he knew about that.
No, I didn't.
I also read the same article. I know Brian. He's a great guy. He's got his own opinions on things. I will get him on here to ask him about that, but we'll do it at a later date.
Yeah, I just thought it was scary if someone heads it up is feeling that way.
Well, and also, Sandra, it depends on how he said it. Now, I mean, there's ways to say that. Of the three things, the amnesty, the border, and the guest worker program, the two important ones to me are the amnesty and the border. Don't get me wrong, I don't want any guest worker at all. But I can see where he would say, well, you know, maybe if we get these other two things done, maybe we talk about it at a later date. I don't know. But we will talk to Brian. Thanks for the call, Sam.
Okay.
One more. Let's take one more with you, Tom. Let's go to D.A. King calling from Atlanta.
D.A. King.
D.A., what do you hear? What do you say?
We talk about another guy laboring in the vineyard for a long time. We got one on the phone right now.
Yeah, Psycho.
Terry, thank you for taking my call. I've got a presentation of my own.
Psycho like the rest of us, Tom.
I was getting ready to go to bed, but I heard Tom Tancredo on the radio, and I just wanted to call and tell Tom Tancredo personally, you are a personal hero, sir. I voted for you in the last presidential election, and I will vote for you in this presidential election.
I voted for him for city council here in L.A. Hey, come on, give me a break.
Tom, you haven't been to Georgia in a while. We're looking forward to seeing you here.
Man, I'm looking forward to it also. You're a good man, and I don't know if your folks that are listening know this gentleman, but he is.
He's one of the best.
You bet. Thank you, D.A.
And Tommy, he works tirelessly at this, and
yes, he does.
We're having a rally in Washington. I don't know if you're going to be in Washington Sunday.
I'll be there.
Okay. Well,
Tom, if you're in Washington on the 22nd day of April, Sunday afternoon, Tom Tancredo, police are come by our rally.
Lafayette Park.
We'd love to have you say some words.
if I'm it's a Sunday, I may be in Iowa or New Hampshire, but I'm going to try. I will be there at least. Aren't you going to be there during some weekdays?
Yeah, it'll be Sunday through Wednesday.
I hope I get to see you.
Yep.
Thank you very much for what you do, Tom.
Likewise, buddy. Likewise.
Thank you.
Go to bed, son.
Okay.
That's my buddy, D.A. King.
D.A. King.
Tom, we're not going to keep you any longer. Get back to your family if they're still awake. And
You know they're hitting. They're all.
I can imagine. We really appreciate.
I can hear actually snoring on there.
So. Oh yeah. I know about that one too. But Tom, we love you.
Take care, my friend.
When people ask me, you know, and I want to say this to you before you go. I had a guy email me the other day, very nice man, who mentioned another gentleman who's running for president. I won't mention his name on your time, but he is a Republican and a constitutionalist. And the guy told me how important it was that we support this other guy. I said, this other guy is a good man, but he is not vocal on this issue that is strangling our country. And he said, he said the illegal invasion issue is only one tentacle of an octopus that's strangling the country. And that is true. But I would say it's probably seven of those eight tentacles on that octopus.
When people call you and say, you're only a one-issue candidate because this is what I've concentrated on, I tell them, first of all, number one, I've got one. That separates me from everybody else in that pack. And number two, you tell me another issue that has as many aspects
That's
to it
right.
as this does.
That's the key.
To the life of this country in every single respect, including, of course, the balkanization of the culture and our inability to actually understand what it means to be an American anymore.
You are not a one-issue candidate, but you are out front on this issue. You know this issue. You have researched this issue. You have lived this issue, and that's what we demand from any candidate, be he Democrat or Republican, in 2007 and 2008. We demand that they make it known. We don't want to have to ask, oh, by the way, Tom, how do you feel about the illegal invasion? No, we want to know how you feel about it before we get to your presence. We should know it from what you say in the newspapers, what you say in the Congress of the United States, and what you say to the rest of the media. And you, sir, have done that, and that's what we love about you.
Well, it goes both ways, my friend. We'll each do what we can do. You continue in your efforts, which are admirable and many. I mean, and plentiful. But I will do the same thing. I will do everything I can do. And at the end of the day, what can we do except say it's in God's hands?
We did our best.
Everything we can do, it's in God's hands.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll be in Washington. I'll be the first one broadcasting at the Feet of the Fire that Sunday night, and we're going to see you there, buddy.
I'll see you, partner.
Take care. Okay. My buddy Tom Tancredo, what a guy. All right, folks, I'm going to get to everybody now. Let's keep it a minute apiece so everybody gets in. Let's go to Enos, calling from Miami, Florida. Enos, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey there.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going? I'm doing very well, and I just heard my great patriot, Tom Tancredo.
What a guy, huh?
I hope he's tuning in. I'm voting for the guy. He's my presidential material. He's very good.
That was the point. That was the point I wanted to make to him, that people understand that he's out in the trenches, and he's doing the work every day, and that's what's important. Here's a guy that doesn't know the name of the meaning of back down. He's been called all the names I've been called, the racist, the bigot, the nativist, the xenophobe. Does he back down? No, he keeps coming. He keeps coming, and that's
well,
what we want.
When he made a statement calling Miami a third world country, he was exactly 5,000% correct. I know. I've been here since 1936.
Wow. You've been there a while, buddy. Enos, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm going to try to get everybody in. Call me again.
I'll let you run, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Kurt. Good job.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Tony calling from Douglas, Arizona. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Go, Tom, go.
What a guy, huh?
You betcha. He's so pro-American, and that's what we need in that higher office. It's been so, it's no longer pro-American in any way, shape, or form for the last presidential.
Tony, when's the last?
Have been in there.
Tony, when's the last time we had a guy in there that you felt this way about? It's been a while.
Probably since Reagan.
Yep, it's been a while.
It's been a while, and this guy is an awesome person, and know him personally as well like you do, and that's what we need in there, somebody that's pro-American.
I would agree.
With American citizens, and that's what his main concern is.
I would agree, Tony. Be careful down there by the border.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what? We got our fence up back here, and we've been having not too much problems. Fences do help.
Great.
Make good neighbors.
I would agree. Take care.
Okay. You too.
All right. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, I say it's time to start treating illegals like their country treats foreigners themselves.
I would agree.
And there's one thing also. This is what I found out about illegals. They don't want to assimilate because when I had graduated high school in 74, they always stuck with themselves. They would just take it at the par for a class and do it. And my third comment and final comment is all the people who say, well, Tancredo can't win, Tancredo can't win. If every vote will count for that, he could win, and he could win big.
And, Ron, I've said this many times. You know, Sean Hannity claims to be a conservative. Yeah, right. About as conservative as my dog Fido. Let me tell you something. If Sean Hannity was a true conservative, he would be screaming the praises of this guy who is a real conservative. He'd be screaming the praises of Tancredo. But no, he's sucked all up to George Bush. Now he's sucking up to Rudy Giuliani, a guy that is not a conservative. Everything about him is not conservative. But what does he do? This is the guy that can win. So we're going to kiss his butt. I mean, that's not the way to do. Find a guy that embraces your ideals, as Tom Tancredo does, to a true conservative, if Hannity was really one, and go with him. And he hasn't done that. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Victor, calling from Inglewood. Victor, my buddy, how you doing?
Yes, Terry. I regret not having the chance to pose a question to the Tom Tancredo.
Next time we have him on, I'll put you on.
But I trust that he's hearing me. And my question would be, if I know that George Patton would have loved to ask this question, is has to do with Section 8, Article 1 of the Constitution, and to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Why do I say it's an important question? It's because I just recently read an article in which it states that that here in America there are about 114 million immigrants, I am included, but 114 million, I couldn't believe myself.
It's a lot of people.
And supposedly we are fulfilling the vacuum that Americans are leaving. Now I don't trust that this is right.
I don't either.
How could that not be considered an invasion? So if you have a chance to address the senator, he's a senator, right?
He's a congressman.
Congressman. To address this question, I would love that please pose this question to him, because it is the essence. It is of the essence of what Americans, we should not only believe, but I think we should fight for.
Well said, Victor. Thanks for the call, buddy. Well said. Let's go to Cindy, calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. We're still listening to the sound of the invasion out here. I got to go to sleep at 3 a.m. last night or this morning.
Ain't you lucky?
Oh, my goodness. We had illegals everywhere, Terry. And I would buy a used car from Tom Tancredo, because you know why? He would deliver it to me here in Cochise County, Arizona. And you wouldn't have to put on a dog and pony show like Bush will be doing in Yuma tomorrow.
Yeah, won't it be a dog? I wouldn't be so hard on the dogs and ponies if I was you. But
I know.
It'll be the same old routine. Cindy, be safe down there.
Oh, Terry, we got a group coming through the national park right now.
I wouldn't doubt it. I have been there and seen it. Take care, Cindy. Unbelievable.
God bless you. God bless Tom and everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. I want to say thank you very much to Paul and Marilyn. You know who you are. You sent some goodies over here tonight. Thank you so much, Paul and Marilyn. It was very nice of you to do so. I also want to make an announcement, folks. We do need your help to stay on the air. It's a fact. A lot of people have been helping us, and I want to thank all of you. And I'm going to tell you something else. We've gotten some very, very nice donations from people. We've gotten some small ones, some big ones, some medium-sized ones. They're all nice. I know people give what they can, so one means no more than the others, but I know some people dig a little deeper and make a little extra effort sometime if they're able, and I appreciate that also. But we appreciate it. It's tough to stay on air. We've got bills we're trying to pay, trying to keep it going. So we still got the pens. Anybody wants a pen, just write and let us know. They're going quick. We might have 50 or 60 left. but we'll give them out as long as we can. These are new and improved pens, by the way. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give it out at the end of the show. And one other thing I want to remind people. I'm going to Washington, D.C. I have taken zero money from our show account. I paid for the plane ticket myself out of my own pocket, which I didn't have. I put it on plastic, but that's how it goes. And I got a donation from a party for the trip to cover my hotel and expenses, so I really appreciate that. But no, I'm not using any show money to go. I just want you folks to know that I will not take your money and use it to travel around the country, even though I think it's an important event. All that money goes to buy airtime. Let's go to Greg, calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
I buy a used Edsel from you or Tom.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Wish we could find a couple of used Edsels right now. They're worth a couple of bucks. Go on, Greg.
And I loved your analysis of the Leprechaun and Geraldo. It was a great analysis. I actually enjoyed watching that exchange.
I did, too. But didn't it look a little fake to you, Greg? It looked a little fake to me. You know, like some really good Hollywood acting, you know?
Yeah, because as angry as they appeared to get, it was hard to believe. It seemed hard to believe that they could cool off so fast.
Yeah, I'd had to see if that had been me, I'd have thumped Gerald right quick. You know, I'd have had to put it on his mind, got right in his face, put hands on him. You know.
Yeah, I thought the Leprechaun was going to swat him.
Yeah, but I don't think he wanted any. Geraldo's a tough guy. I've seen him in action. He's not as afraid of anybody. I'll give him that. But you know, neither am I.
He did tell a couple of bald-faced lies.
He always does.
He said this illegal hadn't committed any felonies, so what's the big deal? And I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. Isn't identity theft a felony? And then he said, oh, the illegals don't commit as many crimes. I'm sorry. They make up a maximum of 10% of the population, but they make up 30% of the prison population.
There you go. They commit at a much higher rate. And all illegal aliens do not commit crimes, folks. I'm not saying they do other than come here illegally. They do not commit additional crimes. But if they're living here using somebody's Social Security number, that's a felony. That is a felony for an American or anybody else. Got to go, Greg. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Robert, calling from Temecula, California. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
How are you doing, Terry?
Pretty good, buddy.
Hey, did I miss Tom Tancredo?
Yeah, you did. He's gone.
Oh, darn it. He's my hero.
Well, I'll get the message to him.
Hey, I just want to let you know that 6 years ago, I said to myself that after 9/11, which had happened, unfortunately, that Tom Tancredo will eventually run for the presidency.
Well, he did. You were right. You were an oracle. You were a fortune teller, buddy. You were right, and we are privileged to have this guy running. He's the kind of guy that's going to put feet to the fire. I got to go, Robert. Thanks for the call. Call me
all
again.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Olin, all the rest, sorry. Get to you next time. I appreciate your calls. We had a tough show tonight. It went real quick. I want to remind you this week with the swings. Rubber mixed with snow and last stop, Tancredo, America. Great stuff. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress, Childress Auto Mall, immigrationbuzz.com. And remember, we need you up to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940. Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We're trying to keep it going, folks, especially you folks in Phoenix. I don't know what it is. We're not getting anything from you guys. If it doesn't happen, we're going to have to drop the station. It's a shame that it's that way, but I got to tell you when I got to tell you. Anyway, buy something American this week, folks. Remember your fellow American. Go out and buy something made here. It's important. You need a new car. Think in those terms. You need something else that you can look at the label and see is made in America. Please support this country. It's important. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.